Peter Hill Explains, where I invite you to join the science teaching conversation with me about automation update. This is just where I give a general talk about the general development, and it's unlike, say, a software project which I'm sort of developing, say, for an industry or something like that, which has got a deadline. So I sort of can see things to do, and you just don't have enough information, enough resources to tell how difficult it is, and you can get things done, but then when you get up there, it's almost there, but not quite. So one of the bugbears is with the email to Blogger. You can't email in you can't email in tags or enclosures. You can't tell the Blogger what's tags and what's enclosures that you want for it. And so you have to, after it's all been automated, go into each podcast and manually put up the tag and in the enclosures. So that's something which I'll have to come and see eventually if I can get on top of. One of the things that I set off, I thought, oh, look, I'll do in 3 weeks' time, was convert or run a parallel offering along with the MP4 file. So one of the things that you wanted, I thought was essential, is that if you're listening to a podcast, to have an actual image or words describing what the podcast is. I just had to really crash my brain. Ran on it. So I assume that if it comes up in the car, it's got a number to it. But if it's on any sort of screen, you want an image associated with it. And so MP4, what you do is you bind the image as a video stream, a still image video stream. It doesn't take all that much to do. And that's got the advantage that if you open it up in a browser, it's actually got the name of what you're wanting to do coming along. So there's all these birds attacking me again. They must be hungry. There's a bit of a drought on over the ranges, so you get all these just insane quantity of birds coming in. There's the going off to MP3, but you sort of in the back of your head start doing things without really consciously thinking about it, and to actually manage the upload, as you solve one upload problem, and actually get on top of it without the upload problem, was that you could set up an FTP program to look at a directory, but if the software was going to take a bit of time to build a file in a directory, it puts it there and then it adds to it, and start uploading it before it's actually completed working with it. And so that just meant that you had to build the file somewhere else and at a single sweep just put it in to a directory in a single place. Obviously, FTP would stand back if it's writing a file, but what's happening, writing on and writing off, there's these parrots which are just, these are these spectacular parrots, got a blue head, green throat and back, orange underneath, blue body, it's a red parrot. Oh my god, it's frightening. Oh dear, it's okay, I don't want to go there. They're extremely, I don't know why all the birds here are very tame, even quite normally aggressive birds like these huge magpies. Sort of like a chicken dinner walking in front of you. These wouldn't last very much. There'd be a snack, a little drumstick with things. Okay, getting back to it. Here. I don't know. It's quite aggressive. Getting the container. And so once the container's up and running, it's just a matter of time to actually work out how to put the artwork onto MP3. So you can, MP3 is sort of unusual file structure. Rather than having parallel streams, it's got assets to it, i.e. The title, the author and stuff. I'll eventually get on to adding all that additional information to the cover of the MP3s. But first thing is to actually add the front cover. And so when you open it up in Windows Media Player, it's actually the front cover. I think maybe QuickTime, it may, I'll also check whether it's done that. But VCL and other players, the actual little cover arts stand there. So if you pull it up, it's actually with the cover art and a bit of the name of what's going on. I'm not quite sure about... Oh, there's heaps of things. I'm not sure, but that just required slogging away. And again, I really wasn't interested in doing it. I just, it's sort of like, I don't know, sometimes if you see a chessboard, you just can't help looking at the pieces and deciding what to move next, even if you're not playing the game. And so this is a very similar type of thing, where the FFmpeg, which is the software... offering which everyone has access to, it's sort of standard stuff, whether that would do cover art, and it seems to be an unresolved problem. And so there's lame. Now the thing which I suppose is a little bit irritating, there's a lame, there's like lame's an executable, so you just command line in the, you just open up the executable. Unfortunately I've sort of left, I've got the executable out, haven't really opened it up, extracted it in the download folder, and then just pointed everything to it, so I haven't really moved it. So it's a bit of a dog's breakfast in moving it, but again, it's something that I really need to settle before I actually gather everything together. It's probably a day's work to actually gather all these little... programs and files and directories. The sort of irritating thing is that as you read through FFmpeg data report for how it's actually compiling and what it's doing, and it says, look, I've used lame codecs. So this actually, FFmpeg is a management system for lame, and as such, it does things which doesn't allow you to use the lame directly. So the cover art's in there. Put it there, and it was nearly there. So it was just a fairly simple thing to when I'm stuffing a folder full of the quiz and the MP4 to stuff in, get lame to do its job, and to stuff in MP3 into this folder, which is then copied into the upload directory, and then the software picks it up automatically and uploads it. So that's really easy. But again, what is it? Yeah, it's a quarter to 11, and one of the things I was aiming to do is really wasn't wanting to do any of this. I was hoping to leave it off for 3 weeks when things settle down, and because strategically it's having MP3 allows you to access a broader audience rather than the I've got a Eurocentric North American, if you an Anglo-Saxon audience at the moment. So if I've got MP3, I should be able to, for some reason, access a broader audience, but that wasn't really an important strategic objective. So I was hoping to leave it, and it nearly got there, but then the send email fell over completely when I put just a carriage return in the body, and that would have taken about half an hour to solve. Because it's like it's all completely random. So instead of carriage returns, it wants a backslash n. So I put a few backslashes in, but I had to probably experiment with three or four different things, a little bit of Unix, which didn't work, and a little bit of ASCII characters, again, didn't work, and eventually, just almost by random, backslash n. You think backslash R would, if it was going to recognize something, it would recognize backslash R, backslash N. No, it's only just recognizes backslash N. So it's a real dog's breakfast of how this has all gone together. Similarly for the coding, the magic coding, it, okay, I can sort of accept it. It won't recognize an apostrophe, and it's really hard to actually get it. So this is when I'm doing Japan's greatest victory and Britain's worst defeat. If I want to write Japan's great, I've got to put an apostrophe in there. Without telling you, it says, look, I'm crashing. I'm not even bothering to do any of your linked programming, mate, because I don't do apostrophes. And so how do you do it? Well, it seems almost impossible. I haven't been able to do that. And then when that's free, I accidentally put a comma in there. It doesn't do any this is, you know, the premier program that every, you know, every man and his dog uses to put script and other things onto images, which is, you know, quite well. And I was going to be perfectly happy just, you know, constructing a robotic sort of image of everything and then taking a photograph of that and just, that's Bob's your uncle, you've got nothing to worry about. Everything's, you can coordinate everything to a small angle. But of course, my software's out of date and it doesn't render the true colours of an image because it's basically, I suppose, for documentation. The thing's a robotics program for documentation. So basically, when there's an error report and you want to send out, you want to send a picture of where all the dials were, all these software dials are. So, like, it's not like the you would never build something like those old nuclear reactors in Romania where there's heaps of dials and stuff. You'd have it all in software. But nonetheless, for, say, a court document or something like that, you want to actually show the actual interface dials. So for that, that just didn't migrate into the modern era. So I was building a beautiful-looking picture, but actually taking a photograph of that and actually putting it in. So it's meant that I've had to go all through some magic software. And tucked away in there is some way to do commas and stuff like that. So I'm up to MP3, and I'm sort of aware that I don't have the savoir faire, the actual backing that I would like. Like if I'm having a tilt at this or a bash at this, I think it's called. So there's various things you can do. You can hang up a shingle, which it means you're setting up your little card table with your business on it, and you know, I'm setting up business. I can have a tilt at it, which means just have a little look. I might be interested. Have a bash at it. It's not necessarily something that you show people, but you're having a real big go at it. And so I suppose that the most is I'm having a tilt at this area because it's an option to be able to actually produce a large amount of information. So I'm just trying to think strategically as I'm look on certain lines. Like for people out there, there's the benefit of getting the I suppose knowledge and skill which is out there, and for me it's getting the actual practice doing it and also the backup. So when I do face my trials and tribulations of going back into the classroom, I can actually hit it at full strength, having had months of going at 20% strength, 30% strength, 40% strength, slowly building up. And so at the moment, and obviously there's nothing like training going up. So yes, one of the reasons for going down MP4 is that that's the stuff, that's the fuel of YouTube. So this is automatically pumped into YouTube. YouTube will only become relevant if there's a sort of a big body behind the other stuff. So it's all these slow things. So it's sort of like, I feel like I'm getting up to 35%, dropping back to 30, going up to 35%, dropping back to 25, going across. But it means that the next step I'll eventually get up there, getting the ideas across. So that's where it is. It's sort of not necessarily a good thing making advances in a haphazard way, and it's sort of a bit of a head scratcher in terms of why you actually adopt certain strategies. The two broadest strategies would be not trying to program it all in robotics lab view programming, using some other software, which is sort of exposes you to the poor documentations or the poor implementation faults, so you have to run it lots of times to actually see where it's going. The other thing is, once you're doing that, and so in other programs, I at a point in time, I just physically shove everything onto the website, one file at a time. Of course, when you get megabyte files, it's sort of multiple megabyte files just chundering down. That really has to operate in background. And so the great thing about that is that it can be downloading. I can keep on producing and talking. But in order to do that, it's basically moving away from the package of putting things up individually, but binding it all together in a folder and putting it up. And so that's what I'll do. And eventually, it'll make doing a podcast with images. I can just screen grab and write the HTML to actually put it automatically in the podcast, and just reduce the overall agony of composing podcasts. So that's where I'm at. These podcasts are not meant to be the great podcasts of history where you go back and listen to them. It's just one or two, three, few people out there who are listening will be perhaps interested to know where it's at. You're probably HTML Java geek and won't understand it, but there is a sort of fraternity of LabVIEW and G people who are into factory-wide automation. So you take control of all the computers, all the robots, even the air conditioning. Monitor everything and build it all into one big unit, which is a little bit different from the acute app generation. And that's something which I'll try and put off for a while, is the automatic podcast app generation, simply because I don't see people understanding natively the direction of producing or using phone apps, unless it's something, there is an art to doing it. Hopefully, there's some love out there. I'll hit the right people to speak to. It's always the issue of someone who's set up their shingle, put out their shingle as a expert, and when you actually do speak to them, and it's a bit outside their league, they become a bit defensive. So we'll see how it goes. Thanks a lot for listening. Another story comes to a close. It's been a pleasure sharing this moment in time with you. May you discover truly amazing things, understand them, and tell others. Thanks for listening.